Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the Rambam, the Tamua Rambam, in Hilchos Issurei Bia, Perek Aleph, Halacha Chof Beis. The Rambam writes, Hamakane liishto v'nistero. Somebody's makane his wife. He says, don't seclude yourself with this person, a specific person. And she did so anyway. And then somebody's come and he's made that she became tmeya with this person. They actually did something very terrible together. Terrible in that context. And her husband is a Kohen. And then afterwards, her husband says, despite this, we will be together again. And he goes and is intimate with his wife. He gets Malchus. The husband gets Malchus. Why? Because she's a Zayna. Now that she cheated on him, she has a Din Zayna. And a Kohen's now allowed to be with a Zona. Even though the Iker Eid, this is only one aid. Only one aid said she was Mizaneh. Nevertheless, for Huchzikap a Zayna. But she's a Cheska Zayna. Because this one aid gave her a Cheska Zayna. Now he's Cohen sleeps with her. Gets Malchus al Zayna. Frekta Raivi, what about Tuma? You're right, there's Zayna, but there's also Tuma, meaning she's a Sota. She's an unfaithful wife. So even if she's an Eishes Yisrael, there's also Malchus. So you should get Malchus out to Tum also. That she's a Zayna. That she's Tumeya. She was contaminated. She's now allowed to sleep with him. So not only out to Zayna Koin, that she was forbidden to a Koin, any woman. Tuma. That's the Kash of the Ravid. So the Teretz that we gave in the previous shir was that one aid makes a din. This one aid gives her a din zona. In the mail, you get Malchus al's din zona. However, when it comes to Tuma, you don't get Malchus because of a din Tuma. You get Malchus because of a mitzias of Tuma. And the only time you have a mitzias is when there's two aidim. Two aidim are kovea mitzias. Two aidim make us believe what actually happened. One aid just makes it that's the din. The din is that she has the status now of a zona. Doesn't mean she actually is a zona. We don't know. But she's a din zona. So Mimela, out of that din, we give Malchus. But for Tuma, it's not enough that there should be a din. Right? That's the Rambam Zisod. The Rambam Zisod is Eid Echad Be'Eid Echad Yuchzok. That is Surah Marmuchzok Be'Eid Echad. One Eid can be Kobe and Isser. And that's enough for us to afterwards give Malchus. So in Eid Echad be Kovei Adin. But in Eid Echad we don't believe that's what actually happened. That's the Metzias. Just like we saw in other Shiurim, that's the same thing with Hodas Baal Din. We don't believe Hodas Baal Din about the Eidus, about the Metzias. We believe about the Taitza, about the Din, not about the Metzias. Somebody's Moida. A Moida that I owe $100. We don't believe that the Metzias that I actually borrowed $100. We believe that I owe $100. So Eid Echad we go have Din out of Metzias. So you get Malchus out of Din. Din Zona. But for Tuma, in order to get Malchus for Tuma, for that you need two Eidim. Because there's a difference between a Metzias of Tuma and a Din of Tuma. Only if there's a Metzias of Tuma, there's Malchus, not if there's a Din Tuma. And the Metzias of Tuma, you need two Eidim. Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi, in Hilchos Yibum v'Chalitza Perek Vav Halacha Yotes, is miyashiv that an Eid Echad b'Soita is not an emanus on the etzem aznus. Davar sheir be'ervuei an Eid Echad neman. The fact that the Torah was mechadish that he's neman is medina kinui. In other words, since there was kinui, so mele he's believed that there was tuma, and you can get malchus because she's a zona. That's only because there was kinui. That's only medina kinui, and that's why we give him a chalik between the yisur zona. There, an eid echad is nema to say she's a zona. That it's kivade zinsa. We're machshiv her kiilu vade zinsa because of the kinui. Mashen kein linyan din tuma. There we see in the Rambam that you don't get malchus on tumah that comes because of kinui. So tumah, you only get malchus on zona that comes because of the din kinui, and that's a special chiddush, but not because of the tumah that comes because of the din kinui. Because again, we're only dealing with 1-8 over here. And there are other Teirutzim as well, but we are learning through the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, going to Rav Amiel Shlita. Even though it's Zatzal, it's not Shlita. But Sheyichel Yamim Tovim V'Arukim in Gan Eden. Why not? For Yusuf Sosef Dovetz Bekever. So we're going to go now, and he's going to give another Mahalach to answer the Kasha. I love his Sprach. Achein Mulvada Nal. Efshar Lever Shitat HaRambam Gam Bofen Acher. דיני כאמור, משווה הרמב״ם בלכות סנהדרין את שני הדברים, חלב כליות הוא זה וזונה אישה זו, להדדי. ונראה שמקור ושורש אחד להם, ששניהם במיתם עדי אחד נאמן באיסור. ומיסון הרמב״ם, that he equates in הוכה סנהדרין, that if עדי אחד is believed to say that this is חלב, this is forbidden fats, and that this woman is a zona, and then afterwards you get malchus for eating and sleeping, respectively. So it would appear that they have one makor and one shorish. They're both coming because Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim. And L'Choyer, when he says this woman is a Zoyna, besides the Malkus after he has beer with her, there's also it's also Dabba Shebe'erv involved. What about Ein Dabba Shebe'erv Pachos Mishnayim? The Isser of Labayla HaKoin is a Darvish HaBe'erva. So he says she's an Isha Zoyna, and then he sleeps with her. So you're getting Malkus because the Kohen is getting Malkus because he slept with a Zona. But the Isser of Baila, the Baila Kohen is a Darvish HaBe'erva, and Darvish HaBe'erva Pachas Mishnayim. So how do we believe him? So he's Koveh and Isser on this woman, but self, she's... This Isser is an Isser of Darvish HaBe'erva. And in Darvish HaBe'erva, Pachas Mishnayim. So how do you understand this? Why should the people believe this? Why should we give Malkus when he says Zona, this woman's a Zona? When in Darvish HaBe'erva, Pachas Mishnayim, the Isser of the Baila Kohen is a Darvish HaBe'erva. Achein, Yivuar Zeh Alpi Devrei HaTosfot Bereish Gittin. We can explain this based on Tosis, the beginning of Gittin. Tosis writes, "Vim Taimar, Yed Echad Neman B'Shari Surim Afilu Eschazik Isura V'Lav B'Yodoi, Amai Yitzterich V'Sofra Lo Le'atzmo." For Tosis, if Eid Echad, this is like a key, there's like one line of Tosis, one or two lines of Tosis, like key. It's quoted 20,000 times. That if Eid Echad is believed by other Isurim, even Eschazik Isura V'Lav B'Yodoi. So if Eid Echad is believed in Isurim, even if there's a meaning against the Cheskas Isser, then how come we need v'safrala? If, what does v'safrala tell us? That Anita does believe that she's Tahora. Why do we need to believe that she's Tahora? Why do we need a pasuk to tell us Anita believes that she's Tahora? Erechad z'neman b'isurin. Even if there's a cheska sister, it echaz neman b'isurim. So it says Tosis, according to Tosis now. So, if echaz is neman b'isurim, what do you need to suffer a lot for? And it says Tosis, v'shloimar, d'salkadai t'chashiv k'mo dover sheba erva. So the havamina is that this is considered like a dover sheba erva. Zot omeret, shebemet, ein ze dover sheba erva. You think it is a davar shebe'er, but that's the havamina. So now we're saying ad kan divrei ha'tosis, right? So now, see, like tzir Moreinu Harav Zatzal, shebemet ein ze davar shebe'er. The end message, you would think that nida is an erev, and therefore you need a pasuk. So the pasuk is coming to disabuse you from that notion. V'safra la V'atzma, we believe her. Why? Because it's not a davar she'be'erava. Nida is not a davar she'be'erava. And therefore, you can learn from there that erecha neman b'isurim. And yet, despite the fact that from Nida you learn that she's believed, we still stay with the din of ein davar she'erava pachas mishnayim. So you see that these are two different categories. You have a category of ein davar she'erava pachas mishnayim, davar she'erava. And then Nida is obviously not in that category. Nida is obviously not a davar she'erava. That's why one is enough. That's why you believe her alone. So now we have to understand what is in the realm of Isser and what is in the realm of Erva. I mean, Nida sounds Ervadic, right? I'm saying, what are we dealing with over here? We know what we're dealing with. So why is Nida classified as Isser and not Erva? Vinira. Shaizber bezo apitivre ramban shevim haritvo betchilat meseches gitten. The Ramban asked a great kasha at the beginning of Gittin. For the Ramban, if you hold that ain't davar she'erava pachas mishnayim, which we do, so how do you marry a woman off al pi eid echad? How do you marry a woman off al pi eid echad? Ain't davar she'erava. Pachos Mishnayim. And an Eid Echad says, you know your husband? He's dead. So that's, you know, not such a sensitive way of saying it. But the point is, I'm just getting to the point. Obviously, you have to be more sensitive when you actually tell her. But we believe this Eid to say the husband's dead and now she can remarry. But ain't davar she'erava pachas mishnayim. So how do we believe one A to say that a man died in allowing the woman to remarry? Ain't davar she'erava pachas mishnayim. Kach hiksha haramban. Mitareitz haramban. Debedover shumishum erva binan shnayim vein eid echad ne'amon. Erva you need two and one eid is a ne'amon. Aval ahi dohosa meinu ala gili milsa be'almo. Sh'anu tzrichim lo da'asi mimeis bailo. That if it's Erva, we need two. Eid Echad isn't believed. Enachinami. Enachinami. Dover Shebe Erva. Eid Echad is not believed. Avalahida Hussam. Eno Alagili Milse Be Alma. Shanutzichim Ladat. Imeis Baila. This is the Ramban. That's just a Gili Milse. It's just telling us, it's really revealing the facts. It's revealing the facts. It's not. Davishu mishum erva, we require two, and eid echad is a neman. But a woman is neman to say, an eid echad is neman, a woman, a man, it doesn't matter, is neman to say that your husband's dead, because that's just a gilui milsa. And since it's just a gilui milsa, one eid is believed. It's just revealing the facts. But it's not a davishu erva. So what's pshat in the Ramban? So, Moreno Rabbeinu has a set of svarim called the Darchei Moshe. He has Darchei Moshe on Kinyonim, and he has Darchei Moshe on Kachim. What am I supposed to tell you, Rabbi Sam? It's extremely rare to find such a sweet set of svarim. I'm saying, obviously, Klal Yisrael is blessed with countless beautiful, beautiful, beautiful svarim of Divrei Torah. But Rav Amiel is bemet unique. And his not only his bikkias, you know, today bikkias isn't such a big deal anymore because, you know, anybody who has a computer can access you know, I have in front of me 127,000 books, right? That's just the Otzer HaChokhmah, and then the Hebrew books is another 60-something thousand. That's a lot of overlaps, obviously. And then there are other, you know, and just, you know, there are loads of, you know, yeshivas with, you know, just about every hesder yeshiva it has a website, so they also have more Divrei Torah and more Makaras, endless Makaras. But the but he was a Baki in Shas, obviously Shas Shainim, and a lot of Achronim, and his Chedushim are just very, very sharp, very, very sweet. I it's my own, one of my own personal. Everyone has what they like, right? I'm not to take away from other Sfarim. I love many Sfarim, but I'm a big, big chassid of the of Rav Amiel. That's why I'm learning this also. Al Kopanim in the Darchei Moshe, in the Darchei Kinyanim, in Chelek Beis, in Shmaitz Avov, in Perek Yud Gimel, he explains the Ramban as follows. I actually have that in hard copy. I used to have a lot more Sfarim. I don't have so many Sfarim anymore in hard copy because I have, you know, I have it in a soft copy. So I can, you know, I don't, my dream used to be like, you know, the Hebrew University, have like millions, you know, you just want to just sit there forever. But now it's all just a button away. So you don't need the, you don't need this farm as much anymore. But this farm are beautiful to have also. What am I supposed to tell you? It's beautiful to have real farm. You kiss a safe or you don't kiss a computer. So anyway, Rabbeinu explains, Shekavonas HaRambam lechalek bin hakamat davar bin toar davar. Ze achiluk. Hakamat davar, hakomas dovor, and toyar dovor. That's the chiluk the Ramban is making. Klomar. What is hakomas dovor? To lift something up, to create something. What's Torah dovor? To describe something. Klomar. Di ikar hadgasha hu bedavar v'lo be'erva. The primary emphasis is on the dover and not on the erva. In order for it to be a dover she be'erva, it's not enough. It's not enough that it should be a sexual matter. A sexual matter does not classify it necessarily as a dover she be'erva. It also has to be a dover. Since we learned dover, dover mi mamoin, right, Apishnai made him Yakum Dovar, and Kimotze Be'erva's Dovar. So we learn Dover Dover from Mammon. They need to aid him. Imken Agederu, the Kol HaKomas Dovar, Kmo Shi Loshen HaTorah Apishnai made him Yakum Dovar. It has to be HaKomas Dovar. When you have to lift something up, you have to create something new. Tzricho Shnayim. V'yomnam b'chol makom to be in an edus shel shnayim bo edus lo rak leta'er et ha-metziut kefi shehi. El she'al yidei ha-ne'amonus mishave dover chodosh. Whenever we require edus of two, the edus isn't only coming to describe the metzius as it is. Rather, through the ne'amonus, something new comes into being. In other words, right, it says that one aid can't be made. I'll oven. Lo yakum aid echod biish. L'chol ovoin l'chol chatis b'chol chayt asher yechdal. Bishnai meid ma'apshoshim aid yakum dov. Ze pasuk b'parashat shoftim. Perek yotet b'pasuk tet vav. That one aid doesn't get up for an oven and a chatas. In other words, to require somebody to get a punishment, that a person's over an aveira, that he should get malchus, that he should get mises bezdin, there one aid is not believed. Hine ein chiyuv onush munach be'etzem hametziut ha'aveira. Ela shezeu chiyuv chodosh legamre hamitave mikoach haavera. V'chein kol chiyuvei mamon, kmo halvaot, pikdonot, nizikin, shegam ken bekulam lo munach hachiyuv be'etzem hametzius. Ela she'al yidei hametzius mishavim chiyuvim chadoshim. So when you talk about a chiyuv onesh is not encapsulated in the metzius of the Avera. But rather, it is a new obligation that comes about because of the Avera. And also, chiyuvei mamon, havos, pikdonos, nezikin, bekulam lo munach hachiyuv be'etzem hametzius, ela she'al yidei hametzius mishavim chiyuvim chadoshim. you lend me money, if you give me a pikadon, if I damage something of yours, so this is because of the metzias, there is now an obligation because of this new metzias. So one aid is not believed to testify to create a new chiyuv that's going to come about because of the avera. One aid is not believed to testify about inyanei mamon, which came about because of a new metzias, because of something chadash, something new. That's the key here. Also, mechiros, matanos, yerushos, shegam kein mishavim kinyanim chadoshim, v'ametzius hirak shemeviya lidei kinyanim chadoshim. V'kulam nichlalim b'hakom ezdobo, shezot omeret, hakoma chadosha. Hinei lahakama shekazo, anu tzrichim dafka l'shnei edim. So, sales, gifts, inheritances, these are new kinyanim. And the metzias brings us, this new metzias brings to these new kinyanim. And that's included in Hakamas Davar. That's something new coming into being. It's a Hakama Chadosha. So for that, you need to aid him. But Isurim, when you say this Chatichas Chelev, is that a Hakama Chadosha? No. That's Munach Be'etzem HaMetzias. That's part of the reality, that it's Shuma. It's not Hakamas Davar. You're just... You're just coming to recognize the essence of the matter. For that, you don't need two eidim. For that, one eid is enough. One eid is enough. Lahakir et eichut umuhut adavar. One aid is enough. But when you talk about Davar Sheba Erva, I mean, first of all, you talk about Davar Mamonim, that's not Munach Be'etzem HaMetzias, that Ruvein owes Shimon money. It's only because something happened because of a new Metzias, new Metzias, new Chiyuv. Also, when there's a Mises Beis Din, a Nainish Beis Din, that's a new Metzias. So for that, one aid isn't enough. But Asurim, that this Chatichas Chelev, that it's kosher or not kosher, that's just reality. What is the essence of this item? Is it included in what the Torah forbids or not? So there, one aid is believed. We had Dovel Dovel, Shanu Lemeidim Imamoin, Borak Lelamdeinu, שהקומס דובר בערבו הווה גם כן הקומס דובר בממון. אבל ראשית כל, הלא צריכה להיות הקומס דובר, וזהו בקידושין ובגיטן. למשל, שגם כן על ידי נאמונוס המציאוס, בו הקומס דובר חודש שאינו קשור בעצם המציאוס, אלא בו מכוח המציאוס. This Dover Dover that we learn from Mammon is coming to teach us that the Hakamas Dover Be'erva is like Hakamas Dover Be'Mammon. But there has to be a Hakamas Dover. For example, Kiddushin. There was Kiddushin here. There was Gerushin. Shigamken Adein Emonus HaMetzius. Your Naaman about the Metzias, that this and this happened. He was Mekadesher. So now there's a Davar Chadash. It's not connected to the Etzem HaMetzias, but Bamikoach HaMetzias. In other words, L'mashal. Ein ha'ishus v'ashloisha drochem shi niknes bahem Davar Echod. Ishus and the three ways to acquire a woman to create this Ishus are not the same thing. Through these shloisha drochem comes the Ishus. That's what you said before. The Hakamas Davar Chadash Eino Kasher Be'etzem HaMetzias Ela Ba Mikoach HaMetzias. Because there's a Metzias of the Kesef Shtar and Bia, Memela, she's Mekudashis, there's Ishus. Gerishin also. because he gives her a get, there's a din chadash of gerushin. That's a din chadash of gerushin. Be'etzem netinat haniyach shel get ena peruk shel ha'ishut. In other words, it's not munach in the etzem mitzias of giving her a piece of paper on which it says the nusach of the get, that doesn't break up their marital bond. But rather, this is a hakamas davar chadash. Mikoyach, the fact that he gave it to her, now there's a din with two edim, now there's a din chadash of get, of gittin, of gerushin. That's included in hakamas davar. Misa is not like that. Misa, shebemitzias ha-misa gufa yesh mishum hafrokas ha-ishus. Today we would say peruk. Before he says peruk, he says hafrokas. Today they don't say that. In any event, so the reality of death itself breaks up the ishus. What's ishus? Ishus is ashes ish. If there's no ish, there's no ashes. So that already is a massive discussion, and the Luchanan talks about it in Kovet Shirman Gittin Oslam and Aleph Chelik Beisim and Kovches, a lot of other people. Is it a mati, or is it just the fact that you don't have a husband is a nafkamina if someone dies and comes and it's Tchiyas HaMeisim, so you have to marry her again? If it actively breaks it off, then you need to get married again. But if it's just that there's no man around now, and mail it's off, so then if he comes back, so he came back. It was never actively broken. The bond was never actively broken. I'll call upon him. That's an interesting discussion in Eliyahu HaNavi and v'chulei v'chulei. In any event, but in Pashtus, if the husband dies, that's it. There's no more husband, right? That's part of the Metzius. And that's what the Ramban emphasizes. She'en hadgasha be'erva levad, ela b'dovor she'be'erva. V'kan ein zedovor, ela gilui milsa be'alma. The Ramban emphasizes that it's not enough that there's an erva. It has to be a dovol shebe erva. I love, I have a chiba miyuchedetz for the Lashon of Rishon, just to say over there, Lashon. Omer Ramban, di bedovol shum mishum erva bein an shnayim vein echad ne'amon, aval ahi da hasem enu ala gili milsa, shana tzichem adas imeiz baila. If it's a dover, that's erva, we require too. And one eight is a naman, but there it's just a gilui milsa. In other words, it's munach be'etzem ha-metzius, that's what happened. So he's just you know, removing the veil. That's what happened. The husband's dead. So mele she can get remarried. So that's not considered a davar sheva erva. Davar sheva erva is creating something new. It's creating a new reality. Mikoyach ha-metzius. Mikoyach A, B happens. Mikoyach that he gives her a sheva pruta, she's married. Mikoyach that he gives her a get, she's divorced. It's not munach be'etzem ha-metzias. These are two separate things. He does A, and memela B happens. That's a davar chadash. For this davar chadash, for that you need two edim. But if it's munach be'etzem ha-metzias, like eshes ish, that her husband died, that is a gilui milsa. That's nothing. That's not anything new that's happening. Mikoyach ha-metzias. That's the etzem ha-metzias. There's no husband around to be married to anymore. Mela, she's not an HSH. Umemela muvan. The Zoya shakla vitaria shebet tosvotim nida chayav kamo davar shebeerva. Deim had gosha hi beervo. Aloigam nida hi bechlam. Aval kevan she had gosha hi bedovo. Zotomeret. She yesh mishum hakamat davar. Hine nida vadai lav bechlal. De gambaze ein mishum hakamat davar. El rak toar davar. וכשם שחלב הוא תואר של החתיכה, ככה גם כן נידה הוא תואר של האישה. So that's the shakla v'tarian taisvis. Is a nida chayev like a davisha be'erva. But if the emphasis is on erva, well, nida's erva, right? It's a sexual matter. But since the emphasis is on the dover, in other words, there's a hakomas dover, there's something new, nida is not. That's not hakomas dover, that's tohar hadover. Zani suach hagdara shel rabbeinu. It's the Torah, though. It's just descriptive. It's descriptive. In other words, to describe, he's describing her as a nida. just like you're describing the chelev as when you say about this piece of fat, it's chelev, it's forbidden fat, so that's a toyer of the chaticha, that's descriptive. Anida is a toyer of the isha. It's not hakamas davar chadash, that's the metzias. Her etzem metzias is that she's anida. It's not a hakamas davar chadash. It's munach b'etzem metzias, just like it's munach in the etzem ha-metzias. That when a husband dies, the woman is single, she's not an eishes ish, and therefore an eid is believed. So too, it's munach in the etzem ha-metzias, that when a woman is anida or not anida, that's who she is. That's munach in the etzem ha-metzias. That's part and parcel of reality of her existence. And memela, one eid is believed, just to describe the reality. Umemela muvan. Hachiluk bein iser tumah lebaal bein iser zayin lekayin. And now we can understand the chiluk between the iser tumah lebaal where you need two eidim, and the iser zayin lekayin that eid erechad is enough. Zayna is a shame tayar. Zayna is describing the woman, that's her status. She is a zona. So that's like describing the meat as being unkosher or kosher. And that's like describing the woman as being an either or not an either. And the iser zona lekohen, iser zona lekohanim is like, well, this surah. So that's more of a gilui milsa. That's not a dover, that's not a kamas dover chadash. Masha'en kain, ha'isuri mishum tumash asur lebaal lebayal. The iser tuma, that the woman who is unfaithful, is forbidden to her husband and to the man with whom she had the affair. Be'emes, einzu tumah be'etzem, that's not tumah, intrinsic tumah. Because if that's the case, why would we need the word v'nitma, like the Gemara learns in Sota Chof Ches? We need v'nitma for one for the boil, one for the baal, one for truma. Lashon HaGemara b'Soto Chof Ches, Tanu Rabbanu Shal Shmam Rav Parashim Nitma 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 Lama Echad L'Bal Echad L'Boil Echad L'Truma Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So it's not a Tumah Be'etzem, then you wouldn't need V'Nitma three times. If it was Be'etzem, just say it once. If you say it once, then you know it applies, and she's Tumea, so Pasha, she's not letting Truma. Why do you need to say it all three times? Bo'al, Baal, Truma. And if she's Tamea Be'etzim, she's a Surah L'Kol Olam Kula. So it's not a Darvashu Be'etzim. It's an Isser Chodesh HaMishavim Mikoach HaMaisa. Lo Shezeh Amunach Be'etzim HaMaisa. It's a new Isser that comes because of the Maisa, but it's not part and parcel of the Maisa. It's not the Metzias of the Maisa, but it's something that comes out, something that emerges. It's like giving a woman Shavapruta, makes her married in the proper context. So too, this Maisa of Begida, because of this, then now she becomes Tamea. So that's something new. That's not Murach Be'etzem HaMetzias. So that's considered Hakomas HaDover and not Torah HaDover like by Zayna. Moirai V'Raboisai. We have so much more to say. So please stay tuned, and if you want more Meir Mekoymos in the Masada Rav Kook edition of the Amidus L'Cheker Halacha, he brings from the Shari Yosher and Shari Vov, Perek Yud Chazanish, the Simen Chav, Siv Kotin Yudalit, Kiel Siankim, and Ksubis and Simen Vov. Rabbi Kiv Eger mentioned that Shuvah numerous times, Kuf Chav Dalit, also Kuf Chav Hey. So there's a lot more to talk about. Al Kopanim, we had a Kasha, why by Tuma 2 and by Zona 1, because Zona is a Torah HaDavar, by Torah HaDavar 1 is enough. And for Tuma, which is HaKamas Davar, it's a Davar Chadash, it's a Din Chadash, but not Munach Be'etzem HaMetzias, for that you need two. So that in the sentence is the Teretz. But to get there, it was exciting. Al Kopanim, Rabbi said, we still, like I said, we like to talk more about the Ramban and a lot more. So please stay tuned. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. B'nei Nedar L'Mshich.